Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter follows the healing of a lame man. Peter and John were at the temple for prayer when Peter told the man, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." As we heard last week, he told the crowd that the healing was not by his own power and addressed them concerning the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, telling them of their need to repent. Today's reading tells of the arrest of Peter and John and their being questioned by the Jewish council. The balm in Gilead, in our musical setting, is far more than the medicinal balm that was produced in that area east of the Jordan River, but true healing for the sin-sick soul.
A reading from the fourth chapter of Acts. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
We continue in St. John's first epistle, in which he writes of the great love of Jesus, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. He sums up our life with God in one commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another.
A reading from the third chapter of the first letter of St. John to the church. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
The Gospel reading for today gives us the often used title of Good Shepherd Sunday for the fourth Sunday of Easter. The 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel is divided into three parts, one read in each year of the three-year lectionary. In each of these, Jesus speaks of himself as the Good Shepherd, presenting the love he expresses toward his sheep. As in the epistle reading, he is willing to lay down his life for the sheep in his flock. Following the gospel reading, we hear a musical setting of Psalm 23.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father."
He leadeth me on.
Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and sharing the news of the Good Shepherd. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. May you find peace in the Lord, your shepherd.